The EU's Lisbon Treaty has inched a step closer towards ratification following a decision by the Czech Constitutional Court. On Tuesday, the court threw out a secondary challenge put forward by a group of Eurosceptic senators. On the other hand, arguably more serious obstacles remain, a complaint on the document as a whole, as well as continued opposition by the country's president, Václav Klaus. Jan Wellinger explains.
One less hurdle, only a few left to go. That is how supporters of the EU's Lisbon Treaty may be feeling after the latest decision by the Czech Constitutional Court. On Tuesday, the court threw out a complaint which had challenged a related bill in the Czech Republic, an amendment governing the transfer of national powers to Brussels. Eurosceptic senators had challenged that such decisions should require a three-fifths or so-called constitutional majority in Parliament. But the court found the challenge unsubstantiated. The decision was welcomed by Lisbon supporters, including the head of the country's caretaker government, Jan Fischer, who made clear the development was a positive step. That doesn't mean there aren't plenty of obstacles left. For one, the court has only just begun reviewing a primary challenge to the treaty as a whole, a process which could take weeks at best. Then, even if Lisbon is cleared, there's also President Václav Klaus. The country's staunchest opponent to the treaty has not given any indication he will sign, even though he is constitutionally bound to do so, since the document was approved by both houses of parliament. He indeed could be the very last hurdle, given that Polish President Lech Kaczynski, another vocal opponent, is expected to sign in the coming days. Doubts over ratification are, of course, a source of continued headaches for leaders in Brussels, eager to see ratification of the treaty ASAP following the positive result in Ireland's repeat referendum. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Jan Fischer was to have travelled to meet personally with the head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, as well as the Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt, now heading the EU presidency. In the end, they met through a video conference call. Ultimately, it is unclear that even they can ratchet up further pressure on Mr. Klaus, but it may also not be necessary. Many observers say even now that the Constitutional Court will find the treaty in line with the Constitution by November at the latest. Reason for EU leaders to hope that Lisbon can be implemented by January the 1st.
Jan Wellinger with that report. Now, an official history of the British